Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Believe it, you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Sounds like this.
Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, he is merciful and powerful. Who we talking about? That's my king.
We are The Bridge.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? Keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him.
And I
free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead.
Megan Woods trying to make me cry this morning. That's the truth. She says, he looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. And I don't know about you, but there are many times I look at myself and say, oh, if I could only do this, or if I could only change this about me.
If I could start totally over from scratch.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff you get today. Good morning. It's Friday.
Yes.
We're Denise and Chris on the Bridge Morning Show.
Hey, that song number one across the nation, by the way, this week. And so, yes, we know you're loving it. Proverbs 3:7, our word of hope today. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn from evil.
I think
there's a proverb also that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's the right kind of wisdom to have.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Here's some wisdom for you. You want to have a coat. They want to have a coat.
Definitely.
It is cold out. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Phil Spivak. Looks like the weekend might be good, but then Sunday rolls around and a few of us may see some snow.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some snow worth, mentioning.
Yeah. So it sounds like, as we're looking through the printed copy that he sent us, that the line is going to be somewhere across PA and the middle part of Jersey.
Yeah.
So, South Jersey listeners, it's kind of iffy still at this moment.
Yeah, so we'll check in, see what he's thinking, if he's got any more clarification, or if he's just as confused as we are right now about what's going to go on. But that's coming up in about an hour from now.
New music and the story behind the song on the Bridge.
Hey, guys, Shane here.
And Shane.
Okay, the new single, Creed. This isn't our song, or even a new song.
It's an older song.
It's an old song.
Rich Mullins. And I'm so excited for it to come out again and with new life.
Yeah.
In high school, I remember hearing this song that united us around the truths of God, like the pillars of faith, that God was real. He came. He sent his son. Jesus died, rose again, ascended to heaven. He rules and he reigns. He's coming back. All these things that we just bank our lives on.
Yeah.
And I love the lyric, and I always have loved the lyric in this song. I did not make it. It is making me. And so the scriptures tell us how to live.
Yeah.
They tell us who God is and who we are to be in response of that.
I believe in God the Father, a money maker of heaven and maker of earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only begotten said, Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Suffered.
Shane and Rich Mullins, an old hit. It's called Creed, but it's a new hit now. So it's a great song. Kicking off your morning here on this Friday morning, we're Denise and Chris.
Local Christian Radio. We love being right here with you. We live, work, and worship on Delmarva at South Jersey, right here with you. And with the weekend upon us, well, there will be worship services happening all over South Jersey and Delmarva.
Yeah.
And if by chance you haven't found a home church, we'd love to help you connect with one. We have a brand new church directory being updated on our website, and a number of churches have already put all their information on there, so we know that it's current.
Mm-hmm.
And we would encourage you to check it out. If you're looking for a home church,
Yeah. We'd
love to be able to help you find one. And the easiest way to get to that, wearethebridge.org or the Bridge app.
Yeah.
You can find the church directory there as well.
We know that you love your church too, so maybe go and also check to make sure your church is there and the information is on there as well.
Yeah.
Because what a better way to, that's basically word of mouth, mm-hmm. right? Like you're getting the word out about your church. And we can find that again, wearethebridge.org. And the church directory is right there.
I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only the start. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. I wasn't made to be
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. While there's no central agency that officially decides these things, it is generally agreed that with the start of 2025 comes a new generation using the Greek alphabet. Gen Beta is already being born. It is estimated to make up 16% of the world's population by 2039, or the beginning of Gen Gamma. A team at Northwestern University has transformed industrial waste byproducts into batteries for storing energy. The batteries used in our devices and cars rely on metals like lithium and cobalt sourced through destructive mining operations, while these byproducts are abundant and currently just thrown away. Indonesia's new government has begun an ambitious program to feed nearly 90 million children and pregnant women in order to combat malnutrition. The bulk of the plan provides free lunch and milk at school. This makes it the world's largest feeding program. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny day today with a high near 40. Clear tonight, we drop into the upper 20s, and tomorrow clouds will increase. Some rain showers developing later in the morning, continuing through the afternoon. We'll be up to around 50, though. Temperatures drop off on Sunday. Showers end Saturday night, but then redevelop through Sunday, and it's going to be snow at that point. We're a close call for this storm system, but there could be 2 to 4 inches from areas from Dover to southern New Jersey. Farther south, amounts drop off. We fall through the 20s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Travis Timmons of All American Mortgage in Dagsboro, Delaware, helping clients with mortgage products when buying or refinancing a home. Travis can be reached at 302-245-0538 or online at allamericanmortgageltd.com.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight.
Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise. I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I wanna give like Mary. I wanna break my vase. I wanna sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, because there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
That's who I praise. It's Brendan Lake on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. It's gonna be a great day. Time to get up, get rolling. Ben Fuller's gonna help us with that. If I got Jesus.
I've had a dollar to my name. I've had friends that walked away. And I've even lost myself a time or two. There were bridges crossed and burned. But through all the wreckage I have learned, there is one thing that I can never lose. If I got Jesus, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. Mm-hmm.
strength. I've seen failures met with grace. And it's not from what I've done, it's Christ in me. A miracle I can't explain. Oh, he's given me his name. I'm the richest man that I could ever be. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place. If I got Jesus, I got it all. Oh, someday that trumpet's gonna sound, and the King of Heaven will ride upon the clouds coming down. I'll hit my knees, oh Lord, and sings my soul. I'm going home. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, it all. If I got Jesus, I got it all.
Morning a little scrambled? We specialize in sunny side up.
Oh!
It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Well, you know what it's like to work a long, hard day, whether you actually go into an office or your office is the house. You know, you are working a long, hard day. You're taking care of the kids. You're taking care of all the things. And you see the pile of laundry over on the side and you think, oh, I've got to get some ironing done. But then you think to yourself, but I want to go and climb a mountain. Well, how do you combine the two? Apparently, you can, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. Back in 1997 in Leicester, England, Phil Shaw was in his backyard, and he had just had a long day working, and he thought to himself, I also have a long list of chores, but really, I want to go rock climbing. So what did he do? He combined the activities, and now it's an extreme sport. And the picture for this is a man ironing his clothes on top of a giant boulder out in the middle, like way up high, out in the middle of nowhere. And people do this.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's extreme ironing is what this is called. You know, extreme ironing for me is like trying to do one of those fitted sheets. That's extreme ironing. Like, how do you do that? How can you get that done? But apparently he's taking it to new heights. It is a thing that's catching on all around the world. The next time you go. I think the only problem is trying to figure out how to get that extension cord to go with you, because you're going to have miles and miles of extension yes. cord as you go extreme ironing.
The avocado wears a cape. Well, not really, but as one of the foods on the superhero list, it could. The truth is, there isn't one food that can do it all, but some foods are packed with so many nutrients, they rise above the rest. The vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants found in these foods support heart health and a strong immune system. Here's five superfood groupings that should be a part of a well-balanced diet. Berries like raspberries and antioxidant-packed blueberries can help lower the risk of some cancers, as can cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. Dark leafy greens like kale, collard greens, and spinach help reduce the risk of chronic illness. Ancient grains like buckwheat and quinoa and whole grains like brown rice and oats may help prevent type 2 diabetes. And finally, the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish, nuts, and olive oil can reduce the risk of heart disease. From Samaritan Ministries, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
Willie Knives is a proud ministry partner of The Bridge, offering all types of knives and accessories, including pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, and more. They also sharpen knives and scissors. Located in Greenwood, Delaware, found on the web at willieknives.com.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the bridge.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
We are The Bridge.
letting go and moving on. Oh, the thorn in my side, oh, the war in my pride, every single day of darkness, holding out for morning light. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of his mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that you don't leave me where I've been. If this is healing, let it begin.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
No guac. That's the end of my order at every Mexican restaurant. I am not a fan of the avocado, so guacamole is not something I want dolloped out on top of my meal. So when my friend and I were eating at a restaurant that actually made guacamole at the table, she was so emphatic that I would like it, I agreed to try it her way. I watched the server mash it, then add lime juice, some salt, onion, cilantro, and some other spices. My friend tasted it and asked for more of one thing and then another. And then she looked at me and said, "Now, you taste it." Hesitantly, I did. And it actually did taste good. I had no idea made-to-taste guac even existed. It made me curious. The server about the variety of ways he's asked to make it. Mostly the same ingredients, but less of some and more of the other. How often do we expect others to like things exactly the way we do? In fact, that often carries over to how we view each other, wanting others to do and be exactly like we are. Psalm 139, 14 and 15 reminds us, "I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something." We were each created by God. Every one of us has many of the same traits, likes, dislikes, even gifts and talents. However, God sprinkled in exact proportions to make us individual and unique. A little more of this, a little less of that. Uniquely created by the Master Creator, beautifully, wonderfully made. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
I mean, like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Dave Hubbard, this is what's trending. Over 100,000 people have been forced to flee from the fires in Los Angeles. Shelters like the Dream Center have been essential in helping to house those in need. Many homeless shelters are bursting at the seams, not just with guests, but also with incredible volunteers and loving donations. But more is still needed. You can help at dreamcenter.org. Leaving your phone in another room when you turn in for the night isn't just healthy for getting to sleep. A new study shows that waking up without it is better for your mental health. Even just 5 minutes without it in the morning allows you time to set your day's tone on your own, instead of allowing the outside world to set it for you. Well, one country is on track to be the first to eliminate gas car sales, and they did it without banning anything at all. Last year, 90% of new cars sold in Norway were fully battery-powered. A mix of tax incentives and building up the charging infrastructure is how they pulled it off. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on the Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Katie Walther of Lewis and Sean Collins of Milford, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at lewisdeinsurance.com or insurewithsean.com.
Here's your latest forecast for the bridge into the weekend with quiet weather, sunshine 40 today, clear upper 20s tonight, and tomorrow some rain showers through the afternoon, likely developing late morning, the high up to 50. Showers end Saturday night, and then on Sunday, temperatures fall, starting out in the low 30s into the 20s, snow develops, and we're on the southern fringe of a storm system. Areas from southern New Jersey into central and north Delaware, and areas across westward will see some snow, 2 to 4 inches or more, farther south an inch or less. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak for the bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
Went to church. How about we keep church going? I love to have a worship break anytime we can get together and just worship God. You know, worship is our response to God revealing himself to us. So let's worship now. Cody Carnes, take God at his word.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I want to be on it. It's a narrow road, and the mercy's wide, 'cause you're good on your promise. I'll take you at your word. Chaos fell in life. Oh, I know, 'cause I've seen it in my life. It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I wanna be on it. Yeah. It's a narrow road and the tide is high, but you parted the water. I'll take you.
Like I finally had enough of staring down at my own shoes, singing my own blues. Time to lift my eyes back up, remember all the things he's done. Doesn't matter where I go, I have a future and a hope. So I will thank God.
turn the sad songs off. Sometimes it's like I finally had enough. I'm staring down at my own shoes, singing my own blues. So I will thank God.
Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge. Sounds like this.
Only do it, yes, he will.
We are The Bridge.
I've been wasting way too much of my time, living up in my mind, trying to do it all right. Spinning my wheels, thinking that there's something I could do to be more loved by you. I was making it my obsession to try and earn your affection, but that all faded away when I heard you say, ooh, child, don't you know? Suddenly seeing what I used to miss, got me living in the present tense. The love so deep, you're the greatest gift. Feeling light as a feather, free and without the pressure of ever losing your grace. Since I heard you say,
today's live weather update is made possible by Hinlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at hinlopenhomes.com.
Well, we did see a few snow flurries yesterday, Phil.
Yeah, it's winter and all, and there's a lot of little stuff around, but really not a whole lot around. What we're watching for, though, is that there is a potential for a little more than a little something by the end of this weekend. The question is just how far south it goes, because there is likely to be a pretty hefty snowfall from southern New England down through at least central New Jersey and across parts of Pennsylvania, which gets it close. We'll be watching for this thing to get really close to us later Sunday and Sunday night. If it gets a little farther south than current track, we could be looking at a pretty decent snowfall for much of the region. As it stands, northern sections getting into southern New Jersey, northern Delaware especially, could see several inches of accumulation Sunday night. But it's a close call, so we're still even this close. I hate, you know, 2 days out from a storm seeing this much uncertainty, but right, still just such a close call. 40 degrees is the high today. It's a mostly sunny day. Shouldn't see any worry about snow because there's just as much cloud cover today. Clear sky tonight into the upper 20s. Clouds increase tomorrow. A little rain comes in. It's just going to be rain because temperature's mild tomorrow, up to 50. Spotty showers end. It's two totally different areas of precipitation. This rain ends. Sunday starts out dry. The wind picks up Sunday, and that snow sets up. Everybody should get something for snow. Many areas getting a dusting up to an inch or so for areas across southern Maryland, southern Delaware, into Virginia. Then you get farther north, and very quickly those amounts are going to add up. And I think many of us on that northern end will see 2 to 4 inches for Sunday. don't be surprised, like I said, if that gets a little closer to see those amounts come up, maybe 3 to 6, 4 to 7. Temperatures don't fall. It's going to be windy into Monday. Not snowing. It's sunny, but windy and cold. Temperatures down to the teens on Monday. Wind chill below zero. Mm. And partly sunny on Tuesday in the teens to around 20.
Whoa.
Mm. Wow.
That is Arctic.
Hold on with everything in this forecast.
Yes. Right? Hey, Phil, really quick. We're doing an initiative here at the Bridge. It's called Do Nothing Day. We're just giving people permission to just do nothing. And so our question for you is, you have a day to do nothing. What are you doing?
Well, first of all, I wish you make sure you tell me about this in advance so I know not to answer your call. I think probably I would... honestly, sleep.
Okay. All right. That's a great do nothing day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that. Totally get
We're
that.
We're with you.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Well, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. You catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. That's Casting Crowns and Who Am I?
Tell me if you recognize this. You recognize that?
Yes.
Back in the day.
It's a little DC talk.
Little DC talk, yeah. All right, so back in the day, that was a song I probably listened to a gajillion times.
Yeah.
It was the soundtrack of my life at that time. You know, I listened to the Jesus Freak album. I just loved it. It changed music for me, and it changed the way they did things. I love it so much. And it's a song that if you play it, I'm turning it up, and I'm excited. I'm like, I grab the kids. Hey, 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 Jesus Freak is on.
Yeah.
I bring that up because a friend was asking this question the other day. What is a song that you've heard a million times and still get excited to hear? Mm. And I was like, that's the one for me. That's the song. Some people, it's Don't Stop Believin'. For me, it's Jesus Freak. DC Talk. Denise, do you have a song like that? One that you can hear a million and one times?
I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
So I have several. For me, it's a DC Talk song as well. In the Light is my all-time favorite.
I want to be in the light.
I just love that. And I turn it up really loud whenever I have the chance to listen to it again. I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, so there's there's several.
Yeah.
Seven Bridges Road.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite. I just love that song.
You're hearing it. You're turning it up. You know every lyric. You know all the misheard lyrics. You know it all.
Yes.
Well, that's our question for you this morning and this Friday as you're getting ready for the day. What's that song you hear and you're like, I'm so excited for it, even though you heard it a thousand, a million, however many times over and over again, but yet you are still listening. Let us know. I think this is going to be going down memory lane, and we're going to be going, oh, yeah, I remember that one. 855-887-8870. Love to hear from you.
This is Jeremy Camp. I just want to encourage you guys. This song, again, really just speaks to those of us who, and I go through it, feel like I failed so many times. How could God continue to forgive me over and over again? And he just reminds me that his grace is sufficient. And when I fail and I'm sitting there going, okay, here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times, he repeats and says, but here I am again, forgiving, redeeming your heart again, standing you up on your feet again. So if you're feeling discouraged, know that God loves you, and his grace and his mercy are there for you.
Here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know this grace, but it's their grace for me.
Here you are.
up on my feet again. Show me your mercy, we'll never run out. We'll never run out.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. While there's no central agency that officially decides these things, it is generally agreed that with the start of 2025 comes a new generation using the Greek alphabet. Gen Beta is already being born. It is estimated to make up 16% of the world's population by 2039, or the beginning of Gen Gamma. A team at Northwestern University has transformed industrial waste byproducts into batteries for storing energy. The batteries used in our devices and cars rely on metals like lithium and cobalt sourced through destructive mining operations, while these byproducts are abundant and currently just thrown away. Indonesia's new government has begun an ambitious program to feed nearly 90 million children and pregnant women in order to combat malnutrition. The bulk of the plan provides free lunch and milk at school. This makes it the world's largest feeding program. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny day today with a high near 40. Clear tonight, we drop into the upper 20s, and tomorrow clouds will increase. Some rain showers developing later in the morning, continuing through the afternoon. We'll be up to around 50, though. Temperatures drop off on Sunday. Showers end Saturday night, but then redevelop through Sunday, and it's going to be snow at that point. We're a close call for this storm system, but there could be 2 to 4 inches from areas from Dover to southern New Jersey. Farther south, amounts drop off. We fall through the 20s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Board & Brush Creative Studio in Camden, Delaware, offering DIY workshop experiences, including wooden signs, trays, planter boxes, and more. Found online at boardandbrush.com/Camden and on Facebook and Instagram.
Stronger, the key.
We are The Bridge.
I wish I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
You all were asking about songs that you're going to turn up no matter what time it is or when you hear them.
Yeah.
I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Why is that one special
for
you?
You got to crank that one. Just the message and just the image of what it would be like to stand in front of Jesus in heaven.
It's interesting you would say that. I saw a post yesterday of a guy who collects walk-off home run photos of the player going into home where all the other players are standing there ready to greet him. And he says, I collect these because I imagine that's what heaven is going to be like when we arrive.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Thought that was pretty cool. Well, great song. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine
day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? Is forever, forever worship you.
Go ahead. Sing along. This is a No Judgment Zone, the morning show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
Well, we were just talking about music that we would listen to over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It may have helped shape your life. It may have made a difference in your faith journey. One of the groups that has been around for a very long time and has probably left a favorite song in our pathway
for sure
is Newsboys. And I don't know if you heard in the news yesterday, speaking of news, Newsboys, Michael Tate, who's been the lead singer for 15 years, longer than he was with DC Talk.
And don't say that.
15 years he was with Newsboys, they announced yesterday that they are starting new chapters. Michael is going to do something new on his own, and Newsboys is going to do something. They're starting anew. And I love one of the things that they wrote in their newsletter. See if I can remember it. We're not going anywhere. We're going everywhere.
That's true. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that was really good.
That's good. 'Cause
the first time you hear that there's a change, that's a big change, that you might think, oh, no, are they going away? And he was like, we're not going anywhere.
That's right.
But we are going everywhere.
But we're going everywhere.
We're coming to a town near you. So we wish them well. Newsboys definitely been impactful in our lives. Their song, We Believe, I think, is one of the strongest. So didn't know if you'd heard the news or not, but we wanted to make sure that you knew that new things are coming for both, and it's going to be good.
This is Carter Conlon. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Verse 27 says, now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. My brother, my sister, listen to me carefully. False worship will soon be shaken. Hollow religion will soon be shaken. The shaking is going to be so fierce that the only things which cannot be shaken are those things that will remain. And that is the presence of Almighty God in my life and yours. His kingdom is secure. It's time to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
Why is it important to be a godly man? And how do we get there if we need help? Hello, this is Spencer from Atlantic Altar Brokers. We have partnered with The Bridge to shine the light on the importance of being the men God called us to be. Learn more at loveworthsharing.com.
Your church could have the best worship team in the world, but if those microphones don't work, it can be hard for the congregation to stay focused on praising God. The Worship Production Conference is back. Saturday, March 1st, we will be gathering in Georgetown, Delaware to learn more about how to help our church sound, lighting, and video tech to run smoothly during church services. Your tech team will thank you. Your congregation will thank you even more. The cost is $60 and group pricing is now available. Details at wearethebridge.org.
and the story behind the song On the Bridge.
Hey, everybody. Stephen Curtis Chapman here. You know, there's this amazing quote in a book by G.K. Chesterton called Orthodoxy, where he is talking about the fact that God never gets tired of doing over and over again the things that show us his love for us, his goodness, his grace, that every morning, every sunrise, every rising of the moon, every wave crashing on the shore, could that be one more way God is saying, I know I've told you before, but I'm going to tell you again, show you again, I love you, I'm for you, I'm with you. What an amazing thought. Inspired me. I had to write a song about it. It's called Do It Again, and that's the story behind the song.
Something I've been thinking a lot about lately.
Way into the mailbag this morning, and we love to share comments and letters, texts that we get from you, telling us how God has used the bridge to impact your life. And I love Virginia from Laurel sent us a quick little note and said, I love the bridge. It's my everyday station. And I love that. Not just for special occasions.
That's right.
But for every day. She said, mostly when I need to hear a little uplifting music, the bridge is always there. Virginia, thank you. God bless you.
Our friend William in Parksley, Virginia. I've never been to Parksley. I'm going to have to go visit.
Yes.
You all perform a wonderful ministry at the bridge. My wife and I are avid listeners of your station. I constantly am inspired to learn the songs you play and perform them at church.
That's awesome.
Been a great blessing to me, and I do my best to pass that blessing on to my congregation. How cool is that? Well, thank you, William, and for all of you that have reached out. And if you want to be a part of that, you can send us a message, info@wearethebridge.org. We would love to hear what God's doing in your world through the ministry of the bridge.
when the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. I'll take ashes for beauty, I'll take joy for my morning, I'll take and God be the glory, to God be the glory. I'll take strength for my weakness, I'll take pain for my healing, I'll take, let this be my story, to God be the glory. Oh, my best, you love me in my mess, God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure, you make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see,
Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Over 100,000 people have been forced to flee from the fires in Los Angeles. Shelters like the Dream Center have been essential in helping to house those in need. Many homeless shelters are bursting at the seams, not just with guests, but also with incredible volunteers and loving donations. But more is still needed. You can help at dreamcenter.org. Leaving your phone in another room when you turn in for the night isn't just healthy for getting to sleep. A new study shows that waking up without it is better for your mental health. Even just 5 minutes without it in the morning allows you time to set your day's tone on your own, instead of allowing the outside world to set it for you. Well, one country is on track to be the first to eliminate gas car sales, and they did it without banning anything at all. Last year, 90% of new cars sold in Norway were fully battery-powered. A mix of tax incentives and building up the charging infrastructure is how they pulled it off. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at Weller's.com.
Here's your latest forecast for the bridge into the weekend with quiet weather, sunshine 40 today, clear upper 20s tonight, and tomorrow some rain showers through the afternoon, likely developing late morning, the high up to 50. Showers end Saturday night, and then on Sunday, temperatures fall, starting on the low 30s into the 20s, snow develops, and we're on the southern fringe of a storm system. Areas from southern New Jersey into central and north Delaware, and areas across westward will see some snow, 2 to 4 inches or more, farther south an inch or less. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak for the bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
New music and the story behind the song on the bridge.
Hey guys, this is Andrew Rip. So the new song is called Love's Got Away. I can't think of a more powerful tool that God has given to us than love. And who displayed it better than Jesus did on the cross? It has never been displayed in a more beautiful way. Love is something that we can use to break boundaries of things that make sense. When people do us wrong or double cross us or whatever, we can respond out of a way of love rather than retaliation and hate. It's the most beautiful gift that we have to share. I can't think of another way to represent them, the way that loving your neighbor does. That's really what this song is about, taking this incredible gift of love and sharing it with the world by way of just simple acts on a day-to-day basis. Because love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting lies to shame. Love's got a way. That's the chorus. I hope you like this song.
I let love in my soul. Started listening to the choir sing. When I laid down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great. Love's got a way. Oh, oh, oh.
If you are stationed at Dover Air Force Base, thank you for your service. And welcome to your home away from home. Local matters. We are the Bridge.
He's crazy about you. That's all you didn't have to. Tore your failure apart. Now he wears your scars. That's how much he loves you.
WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are the Bridge.
And pull at me, and every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix, and I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist who rises above the road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me, though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast for the eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
I don't wanna gain they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part from the start, what's your heart?
You a punk?
Hustler, tell me what's your title? America has no more stars, now we call them idols. Use an idol while we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside me. Not because of 22s on the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I met a fall. Since I got that call, no more Saul, now I'm all. Yep.
If you call Delmarva or South Jersey home, we do too. So glad we're neighbors. We are The Bridge.
Said, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Won't he do it?
he do it? Yes, he will. That's We the Kingdom, the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Hey, it is 26 degrees right now. The sun is shining.
It's
and
like
it's
spring.
Supposed to stay sunshiny today through the day. It's going to be clear tonight, overnight, dipping down in the mid-20s.
Okay.
And then we could see some rain showers developing tomorrow. Tomorrow and possibly into Sunday, that precipitation may actually change into a little snowflake action.
Oh.
So we will wait to see how far that line dips down. That's the thing that our meteorologist Phil Spivak was talking about earlier today.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that just depending on where that line comes across the mid-Atlantic is going to kind of make the difference between a little bit of snow or more than a little bit
or
of snow.
Or significant amounts of
Sunday
snow.
Night. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. So there you go. That's an outlook for our weather forecast.
There you go. Our word of hope today is Proverbs. I don't have my glasses. Does it say 1737?
Oh, Proverbs.
Sorry.
It is 3:7.
It looked like a 3.
Proverbs 3, verse 7.
Proverbs 3:7. Yeah, I knew that. That's what I said. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Fear the Lord and turn from evil. Oh, man, that's good. Proverbs 3:7, the word of hope today on the Bridge.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy.
are The Bridge.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion, because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say, tell the whole world about you. I'm unashamed.
That's brand new Matthew West for you. It's called Unashamed. The Bridge Morning Show. We are Denise and Chris. Good morning.
I had to check the date.
It's the 17th.
Yeah, of January.
Yes.
Not April 1st.
No.
Okay, because, you know, April 1st is the day for joking and pulling pranks.
Correct.
And I thought the people at Progresso Soup was pulling a prank when I read. You know how, like, when you're sick, one of the things you do is you go for that hug in a bowl with some chicken noodle soup, right?
Yes.
You sit down, you have some chicken soup.
Yeah.
Or you go to the get some cough drops. Apparently, Progresso was like, hey, we have an idea. What if we make chicken noodle soup flavored cough drops? And we sell them in a can. No, they are.
Really?
They're making. Yeah.
Is it soup or cough drops?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's supposed to be soothing, but it's chicken soup flavored. It has a little sweetness to it. They're calling it a candy because I guess they can't call it a cough drop necessarily, but it is supposed to be soothing and supposed to help. And they know that they're releasing it during, because this is National Soup Month, January is. Yeah. So they're releasing it now, and of course, cold and flu season, and they know people are going to go to the aisle. I really thought it was a prank. When I read this, I was like, there's no way.
It sounds like a prank.
Right. Like when, you know, back when KFC was releasing their Yule logs that smelled like KFC.
Yes.
I bought one. It was amazing. I don't know what to say other than you can buy now candy that tastes like chicken noodle soup. I just don't know why.
I don't.
Who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know.
I'd rather just have warm soup.
Have you tried it? I mean,
no.
I haven't tried it either, but if you
probably would.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you have, then give us a call. Yes. Let us know what you think. 855-887-8870.
And I wanted something to get us started, sort of a catalyst to help people think more about the home being the primary place of discipleship.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Pastor Ryan Rush shares why family time matters.
And honestly, I thought the family table might be a good start that everybody could do. I didn't know that it would have that great of a consequence, but at least it was something they could get a win, right? Everybody needs to eat, and why not eat together? What we found, however, was that it had these major ripple effects all through the families. Marriages were strengthened. Kids started communicating with their parents in ways they hadn't in a long time. Families started realizing how long it had been since they turned the television off and actually had a conversation. And those ramifications lasted a lot longer than the challenge.
More from Ryan today about making the most of mealtimes at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family Minute is sponsored by Iconic Sparkle, offering accessories such as necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. Their new storefront is located at 121 North Main Street in Camden, Delaware. Also available online at iconicsparkle.com.
When you have an urgent need, isn't it amazing when God sends someone along just when it's needed most? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge, and we're asking you to pray if God would have you lock arms with us to meet the urgent needs of our Bridge-adopted village in the Dominican Republic, La Union Abajo. Bridge listeners are the only means of support to help this village, and if our support stops, their resources stop. So join me on Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Love DR event. We'll work together to meet the needs of school tuition and the feeding program, which serves the kids of the village and the dump ministry. You can help Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check out all the details at wearethebridge.org.
We are the bridge.
Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain and you can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love you can get lost inside. Come to the fountain and let me hear you testify. Into the wild canyons of you. Oh, there's a world to fall into. Waves will dance like kids on. Let go. Give me your heart, give me your soul.
Bridge.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine open. I'll lift you up and up again. Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, if I get down, so while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Colton Dixon on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. We are right here where you are because local matters. We are the Bridge.
a word of hope, a song of encouragement, and a smile to make your mornings go just a little bit better. It's the Morning Show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
All right, guys, it's not too late to get to the men's breakfast that's being held tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 a.m. at Cambridge Wesleyan Church. It's on Ray Street in Cambridge. It's free. The breakfast is free. And I love that the group is called the Men's Offensive. Men's Breakfast. And so if you're looking to get together, enjoy some men's fellowship, help to impact your life and others' lives, this is a great way to do it. It's designed specifically for men to be able to connect and enjoy that fellowship and enjoy a great breakfast. So you can find the details on our community calendar, wearethebridge.org.
This community calendar update is made possible by the Law Office of Mary Higgins. Let's be legal. Their personal injury attorneys represent car accident and injury victims. They are licensed in Delaware and New Jersey with offices in Dover and Newark. Found online at letsbelegal.com.
Do you want to make lasting memories with loved ones? Want to give back and help others? Do you want to share Jesus and make a difference? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge. Pack your bags and let me take you to the DR. We'll take much-needed supplies, participate in prayer walks, put on movie nights that tell about Jesus, Bible camps, home visits, and encourage kids and adults alike. I'll show you our Bridge-adopted village, La Union Abajo, and much more. Share special moments with your loved one. It's perfect for teens, parents, siblings, grandparents, and is a great first trip. Request an info packet at wearethebridge.org/DR or text the word trip to 855-887-8870.
Left their scars. So don't waste another moment, 'cause you don't know what you got until it's gone. Yeah, I'm not gonna let one pass me by. No, I know I'm living a borrowed time.
sounds like this.
I know that I don't fight alone.
We are The Bridge.
If you fell on some hard times, if your long days turn to long nights, if you're drowning on the inside with every beat of your heart, if there's dust on your Bible, if your soul's needing a revival, well, even if it's been a while, you can come as you are. God loves people like you, 'cause God loves people like me. A lost and hopeless sinner that mercy has redeemed. And if you feel like he don't, the cross is proof that he does. Praise the Lord, oh hallelujah, that God loves people like us. Oh yes, God loves people like us. Yeah.
You don't understand. Fighting battles with the questions running through your mind. If you're thinking that it ain't true, 'cause how could anybody love you? Well, here's the good and the good news. He's never left your side. God loves people like you, 'cause God loves people like me. A lost and hopeless sinner. Mercy has redeemed. And if you feel like he don't, the cross is proof that he does. Praise the Lord, oh hallelujah, that God loves people like us, yeah. God loves people like us, yeah.
Every second of our lives, we are precious in his sight. We are children to a father, gave his all to give us life. It don't matter where you are, it don't matter who you've been. Oh, and if you have forgotten, let me tell you once again that God loves people like you, 'cause God loves people like me. Oh, a lost and hopeless sinner, holding mercy as redeemed. And if you feel like he don't, the cross is proof that he does. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, that God loves people like us. God loves people like us. Yes, he does.
Mornings with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. They say you can give the blind their sight, and you can bring the dead to life. You can be the hope my soul's been. You can make me new. Oh.
easy as it seems. Yeah, I know it's gonna be okay. Okay.
It doesn't scare me. It's temporary. There's something better we got forever.
And it won't be long, cause I know our help is on the way. The way.
So keep your head.
Helping your family make good media choices. It's the Plugged In Movie Review, sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. More at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
What is going on?
We were operatives for the CIA.
Like Jason Bourne?
Yeah, but we remember stuff.
Yeah.
In the new movie Back in Action, now streaming on Netflix, Matt and Emily, played by Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz, are a typical married couple with a secret. They used to be spies, but they traded in their life of espionage 15 years ago to raise a family, to be normal. Now they're a perfectly suburban couple raising two kids, Alice and Leo. But well, you know, it's hard to be an ex-spy. Lots of skeletons in the closet, plenty of enemies who, if they learned Matt and Emily's identity, would have a score to settle. But I mean, after a decade and a half, that would never happen, right? Wrong. So now they're trying to protect the kids, deal with those bad guys, and keep their former life a secret.
I knew you guys were lying about something, but I never thought you were cool enough to be spies.
I mean, that's not why we're cool.
Yeah, that's not why we're cool.
Back in Action is the latest action comedy mashup to follow in the footsteps of True Lies and Spy Kids. The action is intense and pretty violent at times. And unfortunately, some harsh PG-13 language shows up too. There's also some suggestive material, including an allusion to Matt and Emily spending a night together before they were married. That said, the film also has a surprisingly sweet family focus. We see a husband and wife who love each other dearly and who are determined to be the best parents they can be to their kids, despite their complicated former life. All in all, it's a bit of a mixed bag. So we're giving Back in Action a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
The angel armies I have yet to see. I believe their prayers I've never heard surrounding me. There's a strength that's not my own when I am weak. So I have no doubt that he stands with me. I have no doubt that he stands with me. I know that I don't fight alone. I know that I don't fight alone. This is his promise. Yeah, this is my hope. No matter what it looks like, I don't fight alone. There's a cloud. Says a cheer for me. Hey, the giants of the faith, the giants of the faith, they cheer for me. Trusted in him. We stand on his shoulders and carry the flame. He's been faithful before, he'll be faithful again. Oh, the God of our fathers was faithful to them. Over and over, they trusted in him. So we stand on the shoulders and carry. No matter what it looks like, we don't fight alone.
New music and the story behind the song, On the Bridge.
Hey, I'm Bay Turner, and this is the story behind my song, Brand New. 4 years ago, a doctor told me my vocal cord was damaged beyond repair and that I'd never sing again. This led me to sitting in silence for 3 months. And it was in that silence that the Lord met me in a powerful way. Truthfully, I had made peace with giving up my dream. My identity was no longer in singing. I found it in Him.
He showed me that I was more than just a singer. I was a son of God, and that was more than enough. But then, an honest-to-goodness miracle happened. I went back to a different doctor, and he said I was completely healed, and that's where we got the idea for this song. He made me brand new, and if he did it for me, he can surely do it for you.
I've been thinking about a new thing. I ain't rolling with the same old mistakes. Since you got me out of my own way, I've been walking at a whole different pace. You give me a new breath in my lungs. You got me singing a brand new song from night into day. Yeah, I've been changed. Finally living outside my mind. Looking ahead, left what's behind. From night into day. Yeah, I've been changed. Acting brand new.
It's more than just a rearrangement. I'm talking about a transformation. Brought me to a different place, yeah. Lord, you're good.
Wherever I've been hiding, your love will come and find me. Cause all I needed was right here the whole time. You give me a new
gotta believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be. You just gotta believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be.
Matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
Streams that have made me born again.
If you are a college student calling Delmarva or South Jersey your home away from home, we're glad you're here. We are The Bridge.
Mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
No guac. That's the end of my order at every Mexican restaurant. I am not a fan of the avocado, so guacamole is not something I want dolloped out on top of my meal. So when my friend and I were eating at a restaurant that actually made guacamole at the table, she was so emphatic that I would like it, I agreed to try it her way. I watched the server mash it, then add lime juice, some salt, onion, cilantro, and some other spices. My friend tasted it and asked for more of one thing and then another. And then she looked at me and said, "Now, you taste it." Hesitantly, I did. And it actually did taste good. I had no idea made-to-taste guac even existed. It made me curious to ask the server about the variety of ways he's asked to make it. Mostly the same ingredients, but less of some and more of the other. How often do we expect others to like things exactly the way we do? In fact, that often carries over to how we view each other, wanting others to do and be exactly like we are. Psalm 139, 14 and 15 reminds us, "I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something." We were each created by God. Every one of us has many of the same traits, likes, dislikes, even gifts and talents. However, God sprinkled in exact proportions to make us individual and unique. A little more of this, a little less of that. Uniquely created by the Master Creator, beautifully, wonderfully made. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
Morning Show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
Are you running around in circles with no place to go? Is there a person in the mirror you don't even know? Someone still sees who you are. Yeah. Were you the kid who was a dreamer? Now you don't believe. Are you the lock that got so broken? Now you lost the key. Someone still loves who you are. Yeah. If you only knew the treasure that you really are, if you could understand the measure of the Father's heart, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. Fall in His arms and let Him wash you clean. He'll tear off the chains so that you can be free. A new life begins and the old is redeemed. Oh, I believe, yeah. To anyone who ever lost your way, to everyone who ever felt ashamed, here's a song for all the broken hearted. I believe you're only getting started. To anyone who trusts in Jesus' name, watch your world.
That's why I love you.
I love Jesus. It's Mac Powell on the Bridge Morning Show.
There's a lot of times as a parent when you feel like some kind of way, especially if you're a working mom or dad and you're full time. And, you know, if your dream has been, I want to be a mom, and that's all. I just wanted to be a full time mom. But life circumstances said, hey, you got to do some work, like outside the house. And so you can't be with the babies all the time. I just read this really cool article. I think it was from last year, but I didn't see it. And I want to share this with you because I think it might help relieve some of that mom guilt, the dad guilt that we have sometimes. There are 9 minutes in the day that your child needs you most. And if you can be there for them for these 9 minutes, it will help them immensely. Here it is. First 3 minutes after they wake up, they need you. They need you those first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
First 3 minutes after they come home from school, they need you. They need to decompress and need to talk about it, or, you know, just be seen. And then the last 3 minutes of the day before they go to bed, those 3 minutes. So 9 minutes throughout the day. Now, it doesn't mean only spend 9 minutes with them.
Yeah.
But it does mean that if you're doing that, research shows that the kids grow up to be productive, healthy citizens, and that they are very good in life, as far as like they're looking for the best, their attitudes, the depression, you know, these things, anxiety that can kind of affect children sometimes, is way down because they know mom, dad are there for them.
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So 9 minutes in the day, not the only 9 minutes, but the most important 9 minutes of the day to make sure you're spending with the kids. First 3 minutes after they wake up, 3 minutes after they come home from school, and those last 3 minutes before they go to bed can make all the difference in the world and maybe even bring some stress and some guilt and shame off of you, mom, dad.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
A new year means the opportunity to change your ways for the better. It could be exercising more, dedicating more time to connect with family and friends, or that elusive decluttering session. Well, The Bridge has a great way to get started. Donate a vehicle you no longer need through our Cars for Hope program. We provide free pickup, and the proceeds benefit the music and programming you love. And your gift is tax deductible. Visit wearethebridge.org/cars to learn more. Or we'll send you a link when you text the word CARS to 855-887-8870.
Hi, this is Susan Lynch, State Farm agent of Federalsburg, Maryland, and proud supporter of The Bridge. While State Farm has been offering auto insurance since 1922, we also provide life, disability, small business, and home insurance as well. More at SusanLynchInsurance.com.
Anytime, anywhere. We're here for you. Listen to The Bridge through our app on your smartphone or tablet, or by streaming on your computer at wearethebridge.org. Thanks to our sponsors, Delmarva Roofing and Coating, and Aaron Jackson with Dreams Fulfilled Travel for making the Bridge web stream possible.
Outside looking in, this is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give. Oh, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door. Sinners who have been redeemed, take your place
Connecting and strengthening. We are The Bridge.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I wanna walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain. I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what to make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the the
wanna love like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
Brandon Lake on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. This is Micah Tyler. Amen.
When I think about where I would have been without you, I'm so glad it's a place I never have to be. Even if I tried, I couldn't count the ways. Not enough for words for me to ever say just how good you are to me. Hey. Got me singing like amen, 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 oh, amen. What you did has given me a hope forever. And what you do has shown me you will never leave, oh. Even if I tried, I couldn't count the ways. Not enough for words for me to ever say just how good.
Of hope, a song of encouragement, and a smile to make your mornings go just a little bit better. It's the Morning Show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
You are probably like us at The Bridge, praying for everybody who's been impacted by the California wildfires.
Yeah.
And the men and women who are working really tirelessly to contain the fires, to help meet the needs of those who have been displaced. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to do more, we do have a page set up on our website, because I know sometimes it's hard to know, where do I give? If I want to give to make sure it's getting to help the people who need the help the most. We have some well-vetted links to organizations we know and trust. We have those links on our website set up now. There is a tab on at the top of our website, wearethebridge.org. It says donate. When you click on that button, you'll see wildfires on there. If you click on that, it'll give you that page. It's also on your Bridge app, so you can find it very easily, either location. If that's something that God's laying on your heart, we wanted to make it available to you today. And thank you. Thank you for continuing to pray and do what you can.
Men, your behavior in front of your children sets the pattern for their future interpersonal relationships. When you treat your wife with kindness and show the kids she comes first, you help your son learn how to be a loving partner for his future wife. And you teach your daughter to choose a man who will care for her well-being. Find great ideas for romancing your wife at loveworthsharing.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Auto Brokers.
Programming on the Bridge is supported by Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants. Key lime flavored drinks are back at Chick-fil-A, including lemonade, iced tea, frosted lemonade, and Sunjoy. Available on the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the bridge.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. Just care when the fight, I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. He picked me up and turned me around and placed my
like this. We are the Bridge.
Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore.
free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror, and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my Father's child. I make Him proud and I make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am true.
Mornings with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
We hide pain in the weirdest places. Broken souls with smiling faces. Fighting for surrender. For now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little hope. Superheroes, photoshopped, all size zeros. A light not expected, but not quite perfected yet. Look up, see the sun is shining. There's hope on a new horizon. Calling you, it's coming.
Just look up, know you alone. Just look up, know you alone.
The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Wow, another week has come and gone, and you've made it. So we're glad to have been able to spend some time with you. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find the perfect words, but really it's just thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day.
Yes, absolutely. And we thank Rodney for keeping us company every midday during the week. And Rodney's back again today. He's going to be talking about something called ghost jobs. This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
Okay.
But there's companies post some certain positions, and they're called ghost jobs. I don't know what that is.
Do I get to wear a backpack with... Well, I was thinking of Ghostbusters. I get to wear a backpack with the thing?
Yeah, I don't know. But Rodney's in the know. He's going to tell us about it coming up here on The Bridge.
Your church could have the best worship team in the world. But if those microphones don't work, it can be hard for the congregation to stay focused on praising God. The Worship Production Conference is back. Saturday, March 1st, we will be gathering in Georgetown, Delaware to learn more about how to help our church sound, lighting, and video tech to run smoothly during church services. Your tech team will thank you. Your congregation will thank you even more. The cost is $60 and group pricing is now available. Details at wearethebridge.org.
DiCarlo Digital Copy Center in Salisbury, Maryland is happy to support The Bridge. They specialize in preserving family memories, including home movie and audio transfers of VHS, reel movies, and cassette tapes, plus photo album and scrapbook scanning. Found online at DiCarloDigitalCopyCenter.com.
Connecting and strengthening, we are The Bridge.
New music. And the story behind the song, On the Bridge.
Hi, I'm Josh Wright. My new song, The Fall, is about discovering God's love, grace, and redemption at the lowest rock bottom moments of our lives. I lost my father to cancer at 17, and a few years later, my 16-year-old brother passed away in a car accident. Despite the pain, these moments deepened my relationship with Jesus as I learned to depend on Him. I pray this song encourages overcomers to find God's strength in greater measure through every struggle. This song is our story.
I didn't want the valley. I didn't want the dark. I didn't want a story of wounds and broken hearts. Nobody wants to stumble or ever hit the ground. Nobody wants to have to hurt for healing to be found. But I see it when I look back now, and I can tell you this without a doubt. If I never hit rock bottom, if I never lost my way, if I never had to hit my knees and call upon your name, then I you heard me when I called you. You met me in my need. When I was barely holding on, Lord, you held on to me. And I can see it when I look back now, and I can tell you this without a doubt. If I never hit rock bottom, if I never lost my way, if I never had to hit my knees and call upon
sounds like this.
God loves people like you, because God loves people like me.
We are The Bridge.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. Couldn't be further from the truth. What if I were the one to tell you? News ever. Some say don't ask for help. God helps the ones who help themselves. So press on, get it right. Otherwise, get left behind. Some say he's given scope. So try hard, then try a little more. But hold up, if this were true, explain to me what the cross is for.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away.